and welcome to another episode of Legends and Liquor.
We're back. You couldn't stop us.
I mean,
did you want to? I don't know.
Hopefully not.
We're back.
We're not saying we're great or anything, because we're really not.
No,
but
we're the best.
We're damn okay.
We're ahead of our time, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, so we're back. It's a new week. New episode.
It's a new liquor.
Woo! It is a new liquor. Dink, dink. Those little ceramic glasses that you just heard are sake glasses. Because that's what we're drinking tonight.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that, Doug?
It's hot.
It is hot. We're drinking hot sake.
Oh, yeah, I'm Doug, and this is Mandy.
Yeah.
We didn't say that.
Mandy. That's Doug.
Yeah.
So yeah, and tonight we're drinking some hot sake.
It's Ozeki. Ozekai?
Ozekai?
Ozeki?
I don't know.
Tsuki.
Ozaiki?
Something like that.
Something like that.
It's good.
It is good.
I like it.
It is a pretty good, inexpensive. We bought a giant bottle of it. Sake. Mm-hmm. We like to drink it hot.
Just drink it hot. You drink it cold, I judge.
It is not apple flavored.
Thank God. Yeah. I do like apple flavor.
Yeah, every now and again. Like, it has a time and a place. Not what I'm normally feeling, though.
No.
Yeah. Let me just go ahead and pour us another one. You know, I heard from somebody at a restaurant, a Japanese restaurant, that it's bad luck to pour your own sake, so you're supposed to, like, pour it for each other.
I don't like that.
I don't know. Yeah, I can't wait for somebody else to pour me sake. I'm like, well, I'm just, like, gonna go ahead and fill her up.
Bloop. Well, no, do I, like, pour yours and just, like, hope, like, on your good graces that you pour me one?
Or, yeah.
That's stupid. I don't like that.
And or I guess you could just ask.
No, I take shit in my own hands.
Boop. Bonsai. But anywho, we're drinking sake tonight, but yeah. It's pretty good. I don't really have a lot to say about it. I don't have, like, a particularly defined palate when it comes to sake.
Well, it's very ricey. It's very winey.
Yeah,
it's very hot.
It is hot.
It's very flavorful.
Tastes like rice wine.
Yep.
Because that's what it is. So, wait, do you want to know what I have for you tonight?
No. End of episode.
That's just mean.
I'm just kidding.
You are so mean to me.
You have a myth? Mythos?
I do. I got a myth. Legend.
Okay, give me a hint.
Okay, so tonight, I'm super excited to be talking about this one.
Give me a hint. Give me a hint. I want to guess.
Oh, well, okay. Your first hint, in case you weren't looking at the screen.
I wasn't looking.
Okay. Is it has to do with the alcohol of the night.
So it's a sake demon.
No.
Is it a rice maiden?
No. More like where sake's from.
It's a Japan.
Yes.
It's Japan. You're doing the myth of Japan. Japan doesn't exist, guys. Case closed.
It's a myth. No. No.
Give me another hint. Like Japan. Like
a water spirit.
Like a oni?
No. I'm just gonna go ahead and tell you.
I think it's a kappa demon.
You just read on the screen. That's cheating. So, yeah, tonight is definitely about kappa demons.
Okay, fun fact, I didn't know that that's what a water something. I was thinking of, like, Dark Souls, the Capra demon.
Oh, no.
So, I don't know what this is. So,
no.
This is, like, all new.
Okay.
Unless they call it something different in the West, and then I might be like, oh, yeah.
No, I think the kappa demon's pretty unique to Japan, actually.
I don't know.
So really, okay, so first off, I mean, like, I say a kappa demon, but, like, demon's a little bit of a, misnomer, because, like...
Is it, like, an oni?
Like, is it an oni is, like, a type of, just let me get to it, is a type of yokai, right? So...
A yokai, that's what I meant to say, yokai.
Right. So, yokai is a Japanese word. It doesn't really have any kind of direct translation into, English. So, it just kind of, in general, yokai can mean, like, spirits, demons, ghosts, monsters. But not all yokai are, like, evil or bad. So, really, like, saying yokai equals, like, monsters or demons is...
Like Casper, the friendly yokai?
I mean, kind of. Like, we
there
have
can
good,
be.
Like, good spirits, bad spirits. Like, Think about, like, fairies, right? Like, fairies you don't normally think of as bad, but they're, like, a supernatural spirit. But, like, a fairy in Japan would be considered probably within the class of a yokai.
Right.
If that makes sense.
So, like, good spirits and bad spirits, like vodka and gin. Good and bad.
Ha, ha, ha.
Because gin is bad.
Right. Not necessarily saying vodka is good, if it's the right kind, though.
But, like, is there a right kind of gin? Like, point me in the right direction.
You know, please. I've had some gin mixed drinks that I enjoyed, but...
You're lying.
I don't generally enjoy gin. Anyways, moving on. Okay. So yeah, that's kind of the 411 on yokai. Is there kind of like any type of supernatural spirit? So a kappa is a type of yokai, and they're generally known as like water demons.
Thought they were like in a sorority, like Kappa Kappa Demon,
Phi Kappa Phi, or whatever that
I don't know.
Kappa is definitely
Kappa Demon.
What, those are all Greek letters,
yeah. Okay. Greek life,
not the Woo! Same, not the same as the Greek letter. This is a different, I can't tell you like the actual like Japanese the characters, yeah, or the kanji for it, but you know, not that. So yeah, they're basically described as, like, being relatively child-sized, but, like, human-shaped, with webbed hands and feet. And they've got, like, a turtle shell on their back. And they live in, like, ponds and rivers and lakes and stuff in Japan.
Huh.
Yeah, so they're, you know, water spirits, so to say.
They have, like, a lot of, like, artwork on them.
Oh, yeah. I got the artworks for you. Like,
oh, like, we can wait.
No, let me go ahead and show you. Actually, I found some interesting stuff on eBay, like some pictures of, like this picture right here is a sake bottle.
Oh,
hey. Yeah, but shaped.
Wow, that's topical.
Yeah, right? Like, here's an, and you can see the turtle back, and
that's
we
so
will,
cool.
Right, we will totally post these pictures on our whatever
our
social
website.
Media pages, yes, and our website. So these will be up for you guys to see, but yeah, there's a sake bottle and then just little statues of like, there's a male kappa demon
cool.
statue. Yeah. And a female.
Wait. Okay. I don't know if you have like a modern section, but is that what they call the fucking things in a Neo?
Mm-hmm.
Like the little froggy baby?
Yes. The little, no. Those are Kodama. Sorry. That's a different thing. There
is... Okay. That's what I was thinking. Cause they're frogs.
Yeah, so those are frogs.
Turtles are different than frogs.
Yes, those are two different animals. But this is kind of skipping to like one of the things I was going to talk about at the end with like kappa and modern media. But in Neo, there's actually like a kappa demon because it's all like, you know, Neo's a video game made by the same people who made Dark Souls for our listeners, which I play because I enjoy it. Because I like Japanese mythology, so it gives me all the Japanese mythology feels.
It's hard as shit.
It's pretty hard. Thank you, Dark Souls.
I like Dark Souls.
I like Neo better.
I'm bad at Neo.
Yeah, because I'm better at Neo.
I think Neo is easier, but I'm bad at it.
I know, it is easier, which is why I'm good at it.
Well, I'm not trying to be salty, like, it's easy, but I'm bad, meh. But I feel like it's just a disconnect for me. Does that make sense?
Kind of. Anyways, so there is a kappa in Neo, and it's, like, insanely hard to catch. But it's like, a straight-up little, like, guy in a turtle shell and everything. He runs away from you.
I know what you mean now.
Yeah,
because
you saw me trying to kill one, and I was like, I'm going to get this kappa. Rah!
And I was like, okay!
Yeah, because that was after one had already escaped from me. And there's, like, an achievement for catching at least three kappas, which I got. Bam! Anyways.
Nice.
Going back up to my earlier notes. So, the kappa is, like, pretty popular in Japanese folklore. It's actually a pretty well-known yokai. And there are lots of different, like, little stories about them. But the origin of the kappa is kind of... Well, there are a few different theories, basically. Let me say that. So, I'm going to kind of go through them with you. So, one of the theories of, like, where the kappa came from, right? And actually, all of these are, like, kind of fucked up.
Getting into my territory.
Yeah, a little bit. So one of them is that the kappa originally came from what they, and this is like an awful term, they call leech babies. So basically, like, in ancient Japan, like the poorer people couldn't really afford to have a whole bunch of kids, so they would like throw their newborn babies into the rivers. Yeah. To drown them because they couldn't afford to like feed them and keep them. So basically they would throw these, you know, newborn infants into the rivers to kill them, that or stillborn infants. And then they would make up these stories about like a river demon to keep small children away from the rivers so that they wouldn't find like,
oh God, the dead children
floating in the, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
Pretty bad. Yeah.
The fuck?
Exactly. So, moving on to the next theory, which this one I actually think is kind of funny. So, Portuguese monks. Portuguese monks. Yeah, so, and if you're picturing, like, the stereotypical medieval monk in your head, they've got the, okay, so, they've got the, like...
The toilet bowl head.
Exactly, with, like, the shaved part and right in the center. Yeah. And let me just get back to, like, what a capodim looks like, because I forgot a very important part.
It's a frog.
No. It's a turtle. Right, but it's not a turtle. It's, like, a child-shaped, humanoid, creature with, like, a turtle shell and, a turtle beak and, like, webbed hands. And then all of the kappa have, like, this indentation on the top of their heads.
Ooh.
That's, like, a little dish. Sarah, that's a ha ha ha, that's what it's called. The dish on the top of their head is called a Sarah, which just means dish. And it keeps, like, water in it. So these kappa are always, like, walking around with water in the top of their head in this little dish. And if the water, like, comes out or if it's damaged, the dish is damaged, or if the water comes out, then they're, like, either extremely weakened or potentially even killed. So that's kind of, like, one of a kappa's weaknesses.
Like, breaking the bowl?
Yeah, but it's not, like, a bowl that sits on top of their head. It's, like, literally
like
it's their head, and then it dents in.
Well, yeah, so, like, fuck, if somebody was like, hey, I'm gonna crack your skull in, like, yeah, I'm either severely injured or I'm dead.
Yeah, but, like, okay, so don't necessarily think of it breaking, but more like they, so, this is also kind of skipping ahead. Well, I'll wait.
Yeah,
but basically, if the water comes out of the bowl...
Oh, like they trip and the oops.
Exactly.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, so if the water comes out of the bowl, like, it could kill them.
Sorry, I thought you were saying, like, the bowl was, like they were just being very stoic and then, like, a hole happened.
No.
But then, like, you're saying, like, it's part of their skull, so it's, like...
Yeah.
Yeah,
fucking it's, like, a depression on the top of their head.
Hmm.
That's
depressing.
Right, and sometimes when they come on land, they can cover it with, like, a metal cap to protect it and keep the water in. So, yeah,
okay.
It's weird. But anyways.
Like a Tupperware for the Super Bowl.
Bah, ha, ha, ha. Going back to our theories, Portuguese monks. Right?
Portuguese.
So now that I've explained, like, the dish on the kappa's head, or it's Sarah, they, you can kind of see why, like, the Portuguese monks with, like, that big old shaved part on the top of their head and then, like, the hair all around it. Yeah,
gotcha.
Why those might be, like...
Symbolic.
Yeah, why so people might think where, like, the kappa came from. Of course, it doesn't, like, entirely explain it. I mean, because kappa are generally known to be pretty mischievous. So, you know, monks should be good people. Yeah, I know, right? So maybe that does explain it. Oh, and apparently, kappa, like, C-A-P-A, is the Portuguese word for the monk's habit. So the next theory is monkeys. Like, there's a story where, you know, there are, like, lots of monkeys in the trees, and there's actually a story where the monkeys saw the moon in the river and jumped into the river to try and save the moon, and then, like, the monkeys all drowned.
Did it hit their eye?
Like a big pizza pie.
That's amore.
I hate myself for playing into that a little bit. Anyways. Anyways, so that's one theory, probably not the best one, but I guess, like, you know, monkeys are roughly small and child-shaped and hang around a lot around rivers, so...
Like monkey bars and children. Yeah.
Yeah.
Childlike.
Maybe. So those are kind of some of the theories on where the hell, like, the kappa demon came from, the origins of this thing. One fun fact about the kappa is that they love cucumbers.
Ew.
I know, you don't like cucumbers at all.
Cucumbers.
But Yes, so the Kappa really love cucumbers.
Wait, is there a significance behind that, or just like a, oh, fun fact?
No, it's kind of cucumbers? Just fun fact. I mean, there's some more information tied into that. So one legend is that if you, like, carve your family members' names into cucumbers and then throw them in the river, it's said to, like, appease the Kappa.
Why would you do that?
Because you know Kappa like cucumbers, and you're like, here, eat this cucumber instead of my family member.
With my mom's name on it?
Exactly.
Like, okay.
I don't know. Then
that's weird.
So and then some people say, oh, you just throw some cucumbers into the river before you go swimming, and the Kappa will leave you alone.
That's fucked up, because what if there's, like, leeches in the... where you're swimming, like, they'd go towards the cucumber, and they're like, oh, well, I smell food.
Do leeches like cucumbers?
Well, they like food.
Yeah, but cucumbers are mostly water.
But there's also food.
I don't know that they give off, like, a strong scent, or at all what actual leeches, or if there are even leeches in Japan, probably are, but I'm not sure.
That's racist.
But no, so, and then other people say that that's, like, a sure way to attract the Kappa demons to you, to attack you, is by, like, throwing out their favorite food into the river before you jump in it.
Wait, so the two biggest theories are, like, we can give you a cucumber to appease you or to provoke you?
Yeah.
I would stay the fuck away from cucumbers.
I mean, to me, like, seriously, the carving the name in it and throwing it in makes more sense than, like, throwing it in right before you get in, but...
Yeah, but, like, if you don't believe in the carving, like, throwing a cucumber in... Your best case scenario is, like, you're not going to see a Kappa. Your worst case scenario is, like, hey, there's a Kappa. Let's fucking provoke this shit.
Actually, okay, so I was kind of mistaken. Like, you would write your name, the names on cucumbers and throw them in. But then other places would say you eat the cucumber before swimming as protection. And then other places would say, don't you dare eat a cucumber before you go swimming, because it would just guarantee an attack.
Done.
Right.
So, never eat a cucumber.
Fun fact, a cucumber-filled sushi roll is known as kappamaki.
Really?
Yeah.
I would never eat one, but now I know what to avoid.
I know, like, we hate cucumber in our
sushi.
In our sushi rolls, but yeah, that's fun fact. Kappamaki is a cucumber-filled sushi roll.
But hear us out on this. Like, you can write in if you disagree. The cucumber, that's all you taste in the roll. If you have cucumber in the roll.
Yeah, it can kind of... It overpowers the fish. I mean, I've definitely gotten to the point where I really just straight up... I like sashimi.
Yes.
I'm over the rice and everything else. And I'm like, if it takes away from the taste of the raw fish, I'm not a fan. But I do still like rolls. We both still like rolls.
Like a fried roll with some cream cheese?
OMG. So much goodness. Yeah, but I don't like a ton of stuff in my rolls. Like, I like to keep them fairly simple. And I agree. I think some people like the cucumber in there for, like, the crunch and the texture.
Fuck that.
But, yeah, it does just seem to take away from the taste.
Fuck the crunch.
I think it's hilarious because when Doug and I first met years ago, he freaking refused to even try sushi.
Because raw fish is icky.
And now that dude is like, let's go get a pound of salmon and cut it up and eat it tonight. Because I love sashimi. So not only did he convert to loving sushi, but now he's like, I just want a pound of raw fish in front of me. Nom, nom, nom.
Yep. That's exactly what happened.
That is exactly what happened.
I don't deny it. I don't regret it. It's the best thing that ever happened to me.
What you regret is not tasting my sushi earlier when I used to offer it to you.
I don't, because my bank account, when I had even less money, would have been depleted over...
That's a fair point.
Versus
sushi, like, is expensive.
It would have been depleted over food versus dumb shit that I can actually hold in my hand, which I would rather have than just, like, food that I pooped out. You know what I mean? I bought a lot of dumb video games, which I can still enjoy now. It was not a smart purchase, but I can enjoy it now. If I'm gonna make a dumb
purchase. Do you, though? Because, like, you don't have that much time to play video games in general. Like, you work. And so, really, you spend most of your time playing either your new video games. So, do you still play, like, the video games that you bought 3 or 4 years ago, and which you could have just had really good sushi with that money at the time? Like, I don't know if that logic pans out, but...
I'm sticking by it.
Fair. It's fair.
I don't have to be right. I just have to believe in myself.
So, anyways, Kappa love cucumbers.
Yeah.
They're
wrong.
I like cucumbers. I just don't necessarily like it in my sushi. But moving on. Kappa behavior. They're generally known as mischief makers. Who said that? They're often blamed.
That was not a good movie.
I still, like, I know that the intro to that thing on Netflix said Blom. That's how they pronounced it. But it's spelled Blame. And it seems like from the movie that it should be pronounced Blame.
And it is not a good movie. So
it's not a great movie.
I don't care what it's called.
Anyways. They're often blamed for drownings. Luring people into the water to drink their blood. Pulling animals like horses and cows into rivers to drown them as well. So
it's like a reverse vampire mermaid.
A little bit.
Like, drink my blood, but also drowned.
No, like, they lure people into the rivers so that the kappa can drink their blood.
Oh, I thought you were saying, like, drink my blood, please.
No, it's not like, that's a reverse kappa vampire. Blood, that's delicious. No. Like, they want to drink human blood. Yeah.
So they are vampire mermaids. Vampire turtle mermaids.
Yes, you could say that.
That's the title of the episode.
So, let's see. Let's go on to kind of the etymology of the name. So, kappa means river child. They're also known as kawataro, which means river boy, or komahiki, which means horse puller, from like pulling the horses into the rivers.
I like that name, komahiki.
Komahiki. Or kawatora, which means river tiger. Or suiko, which means water tiger.
Nope.
And apparently a hairy kappa is known as a hiosube. And I'm sorry if you're Japanese and I'm butchering those words.
Hiosuke. Supe.
Suke.
Suke.
We need to finish that show. I mean, I've seen it all, but Doug hasn't seen all of True Blood.
Do we need to?
We do. Because him, I just, like, when she's making fun of him for how he says her name, that part made me die. She's keep on expecting him to walk in the room and say, Suke!
But the thing is, it's like, it's spot on. Like, it's supposed to be funny, but it's like, no, that actor who plays Bill Compton is, like, the worst fucking actor.
He's not that bad in
the history of goddamn America, because he is British but does a southern accent.
Yeah, it's rough.
And he goes, Suke.
Suke.
And Anna Paquin goes, Suke. And it sounds exactly the fucking same. Exactly the same. It's exactly how any caricature of fucking Bill Compton has ever said.
Suke.
Suke. We're drinking Suke.
Suke tonight. Anyways. Okay, so my absolute fucking favorite fact about the kappa demon. You're gonna love this. And if you've heard of it before, I'm literally gonna cry.
I've heard of it.
That they love, that one of the reasons that they like to, like, lure people into the rivers is to steal their shirikodama.
So that?
Shirikodama literally translates into small anus ball.
What?
Exactly.
Like anal virginity?
No, like they believe that there's a small ball right inside your anus. Small anus ball, a shirikodama, that the kappa love for whatever reason, and there are several theories on that. And so they, every time like a person's in the water, the kappa come and try and steal the shirikodama.
Okay.
Right?
Okay,
right?
Okay. Pause. So is this because my mommy took me to the ocean when I was a wee young lad that my shirikodama got violated because I have none. I don't have a shirikodama. There's no ball in my anus. When did that get taken? Did a fucking kappa demon take it? Like what?
No, explain. I mean, I don't think it's supposed explain. To be like, oh, it's, we all just like can reach up in there and grab out our own small anus balls, but they're supposed to be.
Where is it?
Okay, there are lots of different theories about like where it is, what
yeah,
it
where is.
Is
it? What is it?
Okay, so let me get into that.
Go with that.
Right, because in my notes, I literally have like, what the fuck is this thing? Question mark.
That's what I'm saying. What the fuck is that thing?
But isn't that
no?
Great?
I
mean,
I just don't
that
like
there's a Japanese word for small anus ball, Shirikodama and that the Kappa are obsessed with it. Really, there isn't a lot of agreement on like what it actually is. So some people say that it's like the human soul hardened into physical form. Others say it resembles the Buddhist Hojo or wish-granting jewel.
Hojo.
Yeah, and they say the Hojo was onion-shaped with like a round body and a tapered top. Which is what, like, if you ever see, there are pictures of the Kappa going after these Shirikodamas.
Oh, or, God.
Yeah, no, there are. I'm going to show you some, and we will also post those because they're fucking hilarious.
There's an onion in my ass.
And so they kind of look like that. And then some say that the Shirikodama is actually your liver. Or that the Shirikodama is a ball that's, like, blocking access to the liver and that the liver is the actual target. Because apparently, Kappa also really love human livers. Nom 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 nom. Why do they want your Shirikodama?
Ew!
Well, apparently, again, no one really, like, agrees on this, but some of them say because it's, like, delicious, and so the Kappa eat it. And others say that the Kappas, like, take it, and they pay it as some sort of tribute to the Dragon King who lived under the sea. And
under the sea
and was therefore the lord of all things under the water, and the Kappa live under the water, so they're like paying tribute to their Dragon King. So yeah, Shirikodama. And so they say like the method of extraction is either like the Kappa just like reach a hand up in there and grab it.
Ooh.
Bam. Or, and what? I think there's actually a picture of this. I'm not sure if I have one, but if we do that, I'll post it. Then the other method is that they would suck it out. So, like, mouth to anus.
Oh, like a rim job.
Yeah. Like, just suction the ball out with their mouths right into their mouth because they want to eat it. So some people say.
Oh.
Anyways. You better watch your Shirikodama the next time you swim in the lake or river in Japan. That's all I'm going to say about that. Because some Kappa are going to come and try and, like, fist or rim job you out of
there. Why would you give them the pleasure of being hygienic? Like, be like, I'm not going to wash for 4 days.
I don't think they care. I mean, they're demons. Like, they don't care.
That's gross.
Yeah. So, anyways, how to defeat Kappas. Right, so...
Yeah, how do you defeat somebody who's gonna reach into my anus?
And steal your small anus ball.
Yeah, don't
how do
that.
Protect? How do you protect that small anus ball?
That's a condom?
What everybody wants to know. So no, there are a few methods used to defeat the Kappa. So apparently Kappa are obsessed with politeness. So if you make a deep bow to it, it will return the gesture, causing it to spill the water from its dish. Right.
What?
And once it spills the water from its dish, it'll become, like, extremely weak. And then generally, like, it'll be like, oh, it won't necessarily die, but it becomes very weak and it can't. Wait. Because generally, like, Kappa are considered really, really extra strong. Like, way stronger than they should be for their size and whatnot. They bow super deeply to you and they spill the water out of their head. And then if you give them water from their home river to refill the dish, it's said that the Kappa will serve you forever. It's also frequently said that you can just, like, pull their arms from their body, just like bink,
like off.
Yeah, like they just pop off.
Oh,
pretty easily apparently.
Like a Mr. Potato Head.
I don't know. It's kind of weird because they're, you know, described often as kind of like turtley. So it's almost like imagine like pulling like a turtle arm. I know, but they grow back. That's the thing. Like the Kappa's arms, like if they can reattach them.
Do turtles' arms grow back?
No. Please, kids, do not pull turtles' arms off
at home. There you go. I asked you the question. You did not have to figure out yourself.
Don't do that. That's bad. But Kappa demons...
Well, some lizards do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no. Like, they'll grow, like, a new tail or...
Yeah.
Yeah, a new limb.
So that's why I was like...
Yeah.
Well...
But that's, like, that is lizards. Earlier.
Well, I thought that was, like, certain reptiles, which a turtle is a reptile.
But turtles don't do that. I think turtles may grow new tails, but I don't think they'll grow, like, a whole new arm. I don't know this for sure. I'm not a reptile expert.
Don't try it, though. Don't try it.
But please don't go ripping turtle arms off. That's wrong.
Turtles are your friends.
Yeah, turtles are friends. Stop and pick a turtle up out of the middle of the road and take it to the sidewalk. do a public service.
The other side than what he was trying to cross to. Because if you put him on the same side that he was crossing from, he's just going to try it again.
I don't know, though. You say that, but it's like, quite often, I feel like the side that they're coming from, it's like, just stay there, little buddy. That's where a pond is. You don't know what's on the other side.
Well, no, if there's a pond on the side that it's in, like, put him in the pond.
Right. Like, quit trying to cross the road.
If there's not a pond on that side...
There's nothing over there for you.
If there's a pond on the other side, put him on the... Put him where there's a pond.
I don't know. It's like all of those freaking ducks on the way to work. Oh, and fuck. They, like, literally...
They don't know where they're going.
They don't know where they're going, and we... Doug and I both drive, like, the same road to work. And...
An hour every day.
An hour every day. We commute quite a long way. Which is how we kind of, oddly enough, got into podcasting, because we started listening to podcasts. And shout out to Em and Christine from And That's Why We Drink. Love you guys.
And Emily Morse and producer Jamie from Sex with Emily.
Also a great podcast.
And like all the other JoJo's Bizarre Adventure podcasts I listen to.
I haven't listened to those, but...
I'll shout you out later.
Mainly And That's Why We Drink and Sex with Emily. Started listening to them, but mainly And That's Why We Drink kind of inspired us to do our own podcast, because we enjoy talking and babbling and drinking with each other, so we were like, hey, might as well record it and see what happens. Share our idiocy with the world. Hey. Anywho, so yeah, we've got this long-ass commute, and there are several flocks of... ducks. No, they're not ducks. They're geese.
Geese. Geese.
And they insist upon crossing four lanes of traffic and literally have brought all four lanes of highway traffic to a stop rush hour for these freaking geese to cross the road. And I'm like, you bitches have wings. You can fly. Why are you not flying across this road right now? I don't understand.
No, it's a real story. In high school, I was driving back from my job, which I also lived back in high school to my parents' house, about 45 minutes. There was a flock of Canadian geese on the highway that I was driving home back. And I was the first car in line. And I was the one who was like, fuck this, I'm going to shoo them. And it literally took about 10 minutes for me to shoo, and I literally had a line of probably 50 cars going, woo!
Yeah.
Like, just cheering me on, because I was like, well, who the fuck else is going to do this, because they're just going to stay here for probably a good 40 minutes. But it took me about 10 minutes to be like, go.
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 You know, I will say, I've been stopped by the geese in this area multiple times, and they don't just, like, stand there. Like, they're very orderly. Like, they go in a line. They're crossing, and they cross. There's just, like, 40 of them, and they're really slow.
My story was that. It was not so much they were, like, taking their time, but some of them were. Like, I'm not going to say, like, it was orderly, and it was just, like, 500 of them. Like, it was probably about 20 of them across two lanes, but it was a highway, and we were like, go, go, go.
Yeah, no, see, I've actually had kind of the opposite, like... If you try and rush them, they scatter, and then they don't complete the crossing.
Well, there were...
And then they just get in the way again later, and it's like, can you guys, like, I'm just gonna sit here and let you finish crossing the road, get all the way across, and then let's move on. But yeah, the people behind you, if you're the first person who's like, man, I really don't want to run over a goose this morning.
Gooses.
Right? Then everybody behind you is like, why aren't you moving? Like, I don't want to kill the birds.
Yep.
Call me a softie. I am a little bit. Whatever. Anyways. Where the hell was I? With the kappa. Oh, yeah. Pulling the arm from its body.
Yeah.
Right. So, apparently their arms just, like, pop out of their sockets. Boop. Exactly. But they can reattach them if they get them back within, like, 3 to 4 days. So, yeah, so generally, like, the arm pops out because they're trying to do something sneaky, like steal your horse or suck you into a river. And
that's my horse!
And you grab them, and the arm pops out, and they run away, and then they come back, and they're like, please, please give me my arm back. And you're like, why the hell should I? And they're like, I promise I won't mess with you anymore. And you're like, okay. And then
And then they go back in.
Extract some kind of promise from them. And then they don't do whatever bad thing it was that they were doing anymore. Anyways, other fun fact about Kappa. Oh, wait, I didn't get through all the ways to defeat it. Sorry. They're also obsessed with wrestling. So lots of times they'll, like, challenge people to wrestling matches. There are several stories wherein people will, like, accept the wrestling match, but they'll be losing because, you know, the Kappa has, like, superhuman strength. And then they're like, oh, wait, hold on a second, I need to take a break. Run off and go eat rice from, like, a Buddhist temple. I know, right? It's a thing. But, like, eat the rice offering at the temple. And apparently it's been blessed. And so they eat the rice, and then they have super strength. And they defeat the Kappa.
I want some of that rice.
I know, right? But you gotta go, like, steal it from an offering. So probably not the best idea unless you're, like, literally in the middle of a Kappa fight.
I can do it.
And then it's also said that they have an aversion to iron, sesame, and ginger. So just, you know, keep those items around and you'll be fine.
Like iron. And then like food products. Well,
iron doesn't surprise me because like it's most folklore.
It's the other two.
Yeah, spirits are averse to iron. But yeah, sesame and ginger. Who knows? Why? I don't know. Okay. I don't have any background on why. A few other things. They're also supposedly really good at bone setting. Yeah, so there are some stories about people, like, popping off a Kappa arm, and then the Kappa wanting its arm back, and they're like, okay, but if you teach me how to set bones, I'll give it back.
Well,
that's actually one of the stories that I had.
What's bone setting?
Like, if you break a bone, then when you put the bone back together and align it, that's setting the bone, so that when the bone heals, it heals straight.
Oh, not like the thing where it's like bones.
No, not like casting the bones.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, no, not using bones in divination. Like gotcha. For real, like in real life human medicine.
Gotcha. Okay.
Bone setting. Yeah, so like setting human bones in an injured person.
You see my confusion?
A little bit.
Okay, that's fine.
Another funny thing is there's a saying called Kappa no Hei, which literally translates into a Kappa's fart. And they use it in Japan like the same way that we say like, oh, a piece of cake. As in like, it can be easily done as a Kappa can fart.
No.
Yes, that's a thing.
No.
And I have a picture. I don't know if I actually have it here, but I saw the picture and I will find it and I will post it online with that tag. Because it's literally like the Kappa farting and literally launching these Japanese fishermen like into the air. Like, so the Kappa can like have these like crazy notorious farts. Yeah. I don't know what's up with like booty holes in Kappa, but it's
that's
a thing.
Queenie.
Yeah, like the Kappa can fart and
yeah, Queenie can fart and I will fly.
Queenie can fart. Queenie, our dog, who's adorable and is also like right up all in our business right now.
Queenie.
Okay, so some mentions of Kappa in popular fiction media. We already talked a little bit about Nioh, that video game by the Dark Souls developers.
Sorry.
And yeah. And Kappa demons are in it and they're crazy hard to catch. But I caught at least 3. Bam bam.
Thank you, ma'am.
And in Pokemon, they say that Lotad, Lombre, Ludicolo, and Golduck are all based on a Kappa.
Why Golduck? That's a duck.
I mean, I could kind of see it because he's got, like, the beak and the webbed hands and feet. He just is, like, if he slapped a turtle shell on him, he would straight up look like a Kappa. Well, minus, like, the dish in the head.
Then, like, slap a turtle shell on him.
Well, it's just based on, like, they're not actually Kappa. I honestly don't remember what Lotad, Lombre, and Ludicolo look like, so.
Like turtles?
Oh, okay.
They do.
So I guess it makes sense
like
for them.
Like pinata turtles, basically. Just like picture that and you got it.
Gotcha. Okay, so yeah, Pokemon. In Hellboy, He apparently fights a kappa in the animated Hellboy Sword of Storms, which I have not seen. In Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald, there's a kappa in, seen as a circus attraction.
I didn't see that one.
I haven't seen that one either.
Actually, I saw the first one. It was okay.
I haven't seen either of them, so.
The first one was okay.
No idea.
It was okay.
I believe you. It looked okay.
It was okay.
Yeah, not great, not bad, just
yeah, okay. It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't Harry Potter.
It's kind of like the definition of okay.
Okay.
Not great, not bad.
It was okay.
There's also apparently like a famous manga, How to Raise a Kappa.
Nope.
I know, I've never heard of it. Yeah, which actually, like, side note, apparently in the 50s and 60s, the kappa kind of became this, like, redesigned cutesy figure, so they kind of made it like round and fluffy and plushy, and now it's like the mascot of a lot of stores.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what stores?
I don't know the names. No, I don't have a list of stores, but I've seen pictures of like these like kappa mascots, and they're all like.
Well, is it like Japanese stores?
Yeah, Japanese stores. Yeah, okay. In Japan. This is in Japan. So instead of, like, you know, the old scary-looking, like, spindly kappa with, like, the claws and whatnot, you get these really, like, cutesy round figures that are, like, they're kappa-esque, but they're kind of, like, kawaii, right?
Kawaii!
Kawaii! They're cute.
I gotcha.
But, yeah, so there are actually a lot of, like, kappa store mascots. So I think like the How to Raise a Kappa, that's kind of that generation of Kappa, right? Gotcha. Like post 50s, 60s, cute Kappa. Not that scary, like, don't look in the river because there are dead babies in their Kappa.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Apparently in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, which I have not seen, although I love the first one, they go back to feudal Japan and are mistaken for Kappa. Which makes a whole lot of sense, because they're, like, giant walking turtles.
Like, mistaken? Like, are they really kappa?
They don't have the dishes in the head.
They could.
But they don't.
But they don't.
Anyways, and some people say Bowser from Mario could be, like, kind of a kappa.
But where's the dish?
He also does not have the dish. But, you know, it kind of seems like any kind of humanoid turtle,
demon-y, like,
type thing.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles should, like, have no problem if Bowser has no problem.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Honestly. I mean, I think it's interesting that there's a connection there. Like, there are big humanoid turtles mistaken for a kappa in feudal Japan. Mario is originally a Japanese game. And Bowser is the bad guy and is reminiscent of a kappa. It's interesting.
Yeah, minus the dish.
And that's about all I got for the kappa. So, you know, remember to throw out those cucumbers and protect your Shirikodama, guys.
Like, throw out the cucumbers or don't. Depending on your belief system.
But always protect the Shirikodama.
Yeah, always do that.
Always protect the Shirikodama. Okay, so what do you have for us tonight?
Alright, now do you want the actual name or the nickname first?
Nickname?
What do you know about BTK?
Was it something torture kill?
It's actually Bluetooth keychain. Just kidding. Yeah. It's bind, torture, kill.
I've heard a teeny bit about that. Because, like, I recognize BTK, but I don't know that much about him, like, at all.
Okay, so if I said the name Dennis Rader...
Means nothing to me. Yeah.
Fabulous. So, let's get started. We're going to start in the town of Pittsburgh, Kansas, which I did not know was a place, but apparently it is. In 1945, little baby Dennis was born, and, like, honestly, everything I read about his childhood is mostly normal. I mean, the most fucked up thing he did was, like, he, like, would hang animals.
Yeah.
But, like, strays.
That's
so,
still pretty fucked up.
But all around, everything else was normal. Except that's what for, I, but yeah, like yeah. That one fucked up thing, but everything else was normal.
Just pretty fucked up.
Like, what, everywhere that I saw it said his normalness hid him fucking with, like, hanging animals.
But did people know that? Like, did his parents know that he had this pastime of, like, hanging animals up?
I don't think so.
Gotcha.
That's not. It's like he hid it. I don't know how well he hid it, because obviously they found out that he hid it. So, I mean... Yeah. But other than that fucked up thing, he was normal. So, that's... I mean, he was the oldest of four boys. That's, like, the most notable thing, other than the hanging stray animals.
Yeah, like, that's pretty bad.
That's what I got for his childhood, so... Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. New segment. Okay. We're not gonna... Do the intro for each segment?
No.
Oh, okay. So he was a college dropout, but that's not new. But he joined the Air Force in 1965.
Oh, wow.
I assume he got an honorable discharge.
What did he do in the Air Force?
I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't get that. He was in there, got in, got out. He did his time.
Like 4 years? Sorry, I missed the dates. Is that...
It was 1965 when he was there. He did his shit. He was in the Air Force 1965. Then he got out.
Okay.
That's about all I got.
So we're just gonna assume the usual 4-year stint.
I would assume that, because if there was a dishonorable discharge, I would have fucking heard about it. And if he did more than what was required, I probably would have fucking heard about it. He was very average. What I got out of his Air Force career.
Gotcha.
Like, he did what he had to do because he dropped out of college.
So he dropped out of college, joins the Air Force, does his 4 years, gets in, gets out.
He did damn okay, is what I got out of it.
Gotcha. Air Force isn't easy to get into.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, I'm not saying he's a dumbass because he dropped out of college, because, I mean, college dropouts, they don't...
Right. People drop out for a lot of reasons,
So, I mean, honestly, I'm saying Dennis Rader, he's a stand-up guy. Don't quote me on that.
Yeah, I will. He hangs animals.
I haven't even gotten to the fucked up part.
Okay.
I mean, you know his nickname, so, like, it gets worse.
Clearly.
So, in 1971, he marries his wife, Paula.
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 I feel sorry for her already.
You should. You should, actually. But we're gonna get into that later.
I mean, it's like, pause... I don't know anything about him or his wife, but even if he doesn't do anything bad to her, just having been married to the BTK killer is fucking awful.
No, like, that's it. Okay. Like, honestly, like
I cannot imagine finding out that, like, your husband...
And that's part of the fucked up part, because I'm going to get into a little bit later, but, like, his big thing is he 100% led two lives. Like, he was very separate. Like, nobody suspected this from this guy.
So crazy.
Yeah, so that's, like, the most fucked up part about this. Like I said, and he had his ordinary childhood, oldest of four boys. And, I mean, like, back in 1945, the 40s and 50s, I don't know if hanging stray animals was, like, a big deal or not. I don't know.
You know, probably honestly. Not, like, if he were just, like, shooting them. Like, if they lived on a farm that were like, oh, like, kill those strays.
Yeah.
But I think, like, hanging them.
Yeah, hanging them was,
just as a pastime, it's like, I'm gonna go catch some stray animals and hang them up. Like, that's pretty fucked up. I feel like...
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I know, like, the
40s,
50s, and 60s, that was a lawless wasteland.
Probably not as big a deal as it would have been today.
Do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
You could be, like, 5 years old, go up to a liquor store, and then slap $5 down, and be like, give me all of your beerses. And they'll be like, all right, fine. You're good. It's for your dad, right? Uh-huh. So, yeah, it's...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It was a different time.
It was.
Time.
I mean, killing animals, I think, just in general, is not nearly as, like, frowned upon as it is today.
Yeah, PETA was not established by then. Or were they? I don't know.
I have no idea. You said that, and I was like, were
I'm
they
confident,
not?
So we're going to stick with that.
Okay.
So, yeah, like, he married his wife, Paula. That was the last I got. I don't really know why I wrote this down, but for about a year, he worked for an outdoor supply company. This is where it gets interesting. After that, he became an employee at ADT. Do you know what that is?
Like the home security company?
Exactly.
Holy shit.
So, if you don't really know what's happening here, ladies and gentlemen, can we talk about, like, the perfect job for a serial killer?
Yeah.
Because he's a serial killer.
Like, is that how he found his victims?
Did I not say that? Like, sort of.
Yeah.
It was kind of how he, like staked them out.
That's...
Is it the past tense of stake? Stook?
No.
Stook
them out?
Stack them out.
Staked. Honestly, I don't know. That's, like, straight up, Red Dragon.
Like, yeah,
they had the plot of Red Dragon because he didn't work for a security company. He worked at, like, a tape recording company.
Same thing.
Something like that.
Like, along those lines.
Yeah, like, he had the inside info.
Close enough for a connection.
I don't know. That's just what it made me think of. Anyways. Keep going.
All right. So, let's forget that I said that about the security system. Let's just forget it. You know? Suspense of disbelief. Because I have another point before I get into the killings, so...
Gotcha.
Oh, no, I don't. Actually, I lied. So, 1974. First murder. And when I say first murder, can I say, like, times that by four?
He killed four people at once?
Killed a whole family.
Oh.
He strangled the Otero family. Family of four.
Wow.
And,
like, mom, dad, two kids?
Yep. Mom, dad, two kids. Now, I would like to mention there are five members of this immediate family. That's important later. Just remember that.
Okay.
So, yeah, I forget the order, but he didn't do them all at once, obviously. Like, you have to strangle one at a time, but I'm pretty sure it was, like, parents first make the kids watch.
Oh, wow.
There was semen involved, because obviously, bind, torture, kill. This is very much a BDSM situation, but it was very much like he would watch what happened and then just jerked himself off.
So he didn't, like, rape the mom, or... No. There wasn't rape involved.
No.
Okay.
But I don't know if that makes it better. It makes it different.
Yeah, different.
It's important to note.
Okay. So he's not like a rape murderer. He's just a torture murderer.
Yeah, he's very much, he's into the BDSM. He's into the killing. He's into the bloodlust. I'm not sure if he's into like you have to have consent. And it's like, well, you're dead, so man, okay. Man. You know what I mean?
Not a necrophiliac.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, moving on. Yeah, so remember how I said there was another member of this family?
Yeah.
Yeah, the 15-year-old kid found the bodies of his entire family just dead.
Fuck.
With semen at the crime scene. That's just fucked up, right?
Yeah.
Another thing.
Where was the 15-year-old?
I think he was at school, and he just was, like, at an extracurricular activity. He was the oldest of the kids.
Wait, so when did it take place? It wasn't, like, a nighttime killing? It
was no, like this was, like, afternoon.
Oh, wow. Just, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
A little afternoon delight for the BTK.
That's fucked up.
I know. I can't hear that song. I feel bad that I even said that.
Yeah, that's fine. The thing to note, I don't know. Did I say it yet? Because I started saying something.
I don't know. You're going to have to say it before
I'll say it again. This left a pattern with one of BTK's things. That was specific. He would always leave with a souvenir from the crime.
Okay.
And from this one, he left with a watch and a radio.
Okay.
Now, I'm sorry to you listeners, I didn't get his other souvenirs. But apparently he took shit.
From everybody he killed?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Did he always kill families, or... No.
Nope. That, from what I have here, that was the only family he just was like, whew.
Gotcha.
Except for Charlie. Little baby Charlie Otero.
Wait, was that the 15-year-old?
Yeah, he's a 15-year-old.
Oh. Okay.
Left him alive.
Got one. Because he wasn't there.
Yeah. But with him being like an ADT, like you don't think he knew?
Yeah, that there was like another...
Let's get into his ego.
Kid... Yeah, because I was just thinking, like, that would have to be nerve-wracking. Like, it's supposed to be, it's actually a family of five. You come in to kill everybody. There are only four there. Like, where's the fifth one? They could come in at any time. Like, did he just know where he was? Or is just like, fuck it, I'm just going to roll with this and see what happens.
I'm going to go with that, but we're going to get into it, and let's see if you agree with me.
Okay.
Because this dude's fucked up. So, yeah. That was January, by the way. So, April of 1974.
Okay.
I did say that. And
yeah, you did, but it was a while ago, and I already forgot.
That's fine. It was, like, back in 1974 when I said it. but no, that was January. That's why I neglected to say. So, in April,
a few months later.
So far now. Catherine Bright. Remember the name.
Okay.
You don't really need to. She dies.
That's mean.
I'm sorry to all of the family members of Catherine Bright. I didn't mean it that way. Fuck you. But no, I mean, yeah, she's the next victim. It's very sad. It is very sad. Like, that all of this is fucked up. But this one was a bit different. Instead of BTK, like, charging in, he waited in her apartment.
Ugh.
Yeah, security system.
That's just super creepy.
Yep.
That had to have given them a hint, though, like, right from the beginning who it was.
Well, here's the even more fucked up part. He got caught by Catherine's brother, Kevin, who he shot twice. And then he survived.
What?
The plot fucking thickens, does it not?
Wow. How long was he out there, like, killing people? Because he sounds pretty sloppy. Like, I can't imagine he went on that long if you were, like...
I wrote this at the beginning of my notes and I didn't say it because I wanted to see just naturally how this progressed. But he did 10 kills between 1974 and 1991.
Whoa.
Now, between 1974 and 1991, that's when his crimes happened.
Yeah.
He resurfaced in 2004.
What?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Now let's go back to what I was reading before.
Okay.
Because this is all important, and now you know, like, the scope.
Yeah, yeah.
How long he was killing, how he did it, like, yeah. So, Kevin goes to this magazine and describes the killer.
Wow.
But this
so
is
So, he
like,
got, like, a straight-up good look at him. Like, he could ID this guy. Or...
This is the three distinct features. Come on, dude. Sorry, that's our dog, Queenie.
Yeah, for our listeners, our dog's, like, coming up and sticking his face in our faces.
And just burped in my face. I'm not... Just go away.
Yeah.
Go away. I love you.
He probably wants something, but...
Okay.
You can wait, okay?
Go away.
Okay, baby, you can wait.
Go away, Queenie. Queenie, I'm not having it. Go away.
Sit.
I'm serious.
Good boy. All right, keep going.
So, yeah, Kevin describes the killer... as average-sized, bushy mustache, and psychotic eyes.
Because that's specific.
But let me pull you up a picture, and you tell me if that's not the first three things you see. Maybe not the average size.
Oh, wait, you're going to show me a picture of, like, the actual killer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dennis Rader.
Okay. Did he keep the mustache? Oh my god, okay. He did. He looks like Walter White.
He does. I was actually going to say my middle school math teacher, which is like sort of Walter White.
Wow.
I know that was high school and it was chemistry, but...
That's crazy.
But yeah, so average size, which you can't really see from the picture, but bushy mustache.
And like slightly balding. But I guess if that's when they caught him, then...
Psychotic eyes.
Probably not. He didn't... I didn't really see like...
All right.
That, I don't know, obvious psychoticness just like laser beaming out of his eyes, but maybe that's just me. I don't know.
All right, October.
Maybe it's just that picture.
October. Same year. This is not a killing. This is the first bit of why I think.
Wait, but rewind. You said he killed that girl.
Yeah.
But like, what was the BTK-ness of it? Like, he just. Like, how did he kill her?
Well, like, strangulation.
Oh, okay. Did he strangle all of his victims?
For the most part. if it, I mean, strangulation was involved. Like, sometimes there was also stabbing, sometimes there was also shooting.
Oh.
But.
Well, so what was, like, the...
Binding.
So he tied her up.
Tied her up, strangled, semen on the crime scene.
That's so where's the torture part of this? Like, are you just not telling me because it's, like, super graphic and gross, or...
No.
But.
But the BTK-ness, which I'm about to get into...
Okay.
...was a self-moniker.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The torture part of the Otero family was very much like, I'm going to do this shit to your parents in front of you.
Mm.
You fucking watch it. And then with the stabbing with the second victim. Yeah, Catherine Bright was stabbed and strangled. It was tied up, slice, 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 gotcha. And strangled.
Gotcha.
So, sorry. That was my fault.
Okay.
But, and then, like I said, her brother Kevin was just shot. Like,
yeah, that so was he a, just walked in on... The killing
was
and,
like, brah, brah,
and survived.
And then Kevin was like, I'm dead, but I'm not really dead.
Let he must have been what. A really bad shot. Like, did they say where Kevin was shot? No? Okay.
It's probably documented somewhere. I didn't
see. I wonder what kind of bullets he was using. Maybe it's just like a really small caliber.
Back in 1974.
Like, I don't know. I mean, they had all kinds of bullets back then, like they had today.
No, I don't know. Who's to say?
I don't know. Although sometimes they say, it, actually, if you use a smaller caliber, it's, like, more likely to mess somebody up because the bullet doesn't, like, penetrate all the way through the body, so it will ricochet around in the body cavity and actually, like, tear up the organs more versus, like, a clean, like
a
through and through. Yeah.
I gotcha.
Of course, also depends on what kind of, like, type of bullet you're using. Like, if you're using a hollow point, I mean, that's designed to fucking mess somebody up. Yeah.
Okay. Well, now we're backtracking because we're back to, like, the shooting. Like, he got shot, but Kevin survived. Described the body, blah, blah, blah. October. This is where we're at, and this is where I'm going back to the Otero family when you were asking about, what about Charlie?
Yeah.
This is why I would say, that's a cocky motherfucker. So, the reason I'm bringing up October 1974 is not because of a killing. This is when this motherfucker goes to a library and puts a note in one of the books stating his intentions of, I will strike again. And this is the first time he uses the name BTK.
So he, like, signs it.
Yeah.
BTK. Did he, like...
The BTK killer is the first time he... When he...
Is that what he actually put?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
He signed it the BTK killer.
So they had to just figure out what BTK meant? Like, he didn't...
He said it in the letter.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to read you a quote from the letter. It's not that part of the quote.
Okay.
I mean, not that part of the letter is the quote I'm going to read, but he does explain what it means.
Okay.
He says, it's hard to control myself. You probably call me psychotic with sexual perversion hang-up. He was not great with grammar.
Huh.
Or I got a misquote.
I don't...
Like, it didn't sound right to me, but that... I thought it was worth quoting. Now I'm saying it out loud. I don't... It was part of the letter. It's fucked up. It's creepy. Ooh, he wrote that. Okay, so, 1977. This is 3 years later. And this is in March. Shirley Vian. Vian? V-I-A-N. How would you say that? Vian? Vian?
Vian.
Vian?
I think.
Strangled! She was strangled.
Okay.
But here's the fucked up part. He kept her kids locked in the bathroom.
While he strangled her? Oh.
And killed. And binded it up. And did the jerk jerk.
Did he kill the kids?
Nope.
So did they see him?
Like, no, they were locked in the bathroom. Well, I mean, probably, like, as it was happening, like...
Yeah, I mean, like, how did he get them in the bathroom? Like, did they not...
They're kids. They were small kids. So it was
how small?
I didn't say how small, but I mean...
Oh, if they're, like, 10-year-old kids, that's old enough to make, like, an ID.
10 and younger.
Okay. I mean, like...
Not so much for, like, an ID. I mean, this was back in the late 70s, so, like, adults were right and kids were wrong.
You lost me.
No, this was, like, an adult was, like... Get in the fucking bathroom room. Okay.
Oh.
While I go kill your mom.
Okay.
They were traumatized.
Gotcha.
Kill them all.
Okay.
That was the torture part.
Okay.
December of the same year, Nancy Fox. Strangled! Now, she lived alone. Here's the fucked up part. He called the police.
What?
And reported a homicide.
Wow. Like, then, from her house? Or?
Yep.
And so, while he's still there.
Still there, calls the police, drops Mike, i.e. telephone.
Yeah.
And walks out.
How did they not catch him earlier?
I'm telling you.
It's like, come on, police.
I'm telling
you. He's just making this shit easy. And...
The 70s. This is a cocky motherfucker. Just like leaving Charlie Otero.
Who?
The kid from the first murder.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah, he totally knew where that kid was. He was like, I can get away with whatever the fuck I want. Why else would he put a letter in the...
library.
The library. Why else would he leave the kids alive?
What book was it?
I didn't see it.
Oh.
It's probably out there somewhere. I didn't see it, though.
Okay.
Probably like... Why should it be like a Tale of Two Cities? I'm like, find the fucking page, bitch. I dare you.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, was it a... I mean, I would think it would be a popular book. It's not like you're gonna go find, like, the most esoteric book that never gets checked out to leave some, like, freaky-ass note in. I mean, they wouldn't find it until, like, 20 years later.
Why should it be, like, in one of those Clifford the Big Red Dog books?
Oh, that would be messed up. Yeah, I mean, but, like, seriously, if it were a children's book or something, that would be even more messed up. Or if it was just, like...
It's not noted, so it's probably just a book. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't have the book. So, yeah. Motherfucker calls in to the police saying, like, there's a homicide. They're like, where at? And he's like, I don't know. And hangs up. Like, that's fucked up.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah. That's important for later, that he calls in. I mean, I'm sure you're going to remember that because that's memorable. Like, the fuck? So, a year later, well, not quite a year later, 1978, this is when, this is in January. So March of 70, no, December of 77 was when, he called in the homicide for Nancy Fox.
Mm-hmm.
So this is January of 78. So this is like a month later.
Okay.
He writes a poem to a newspaper about his murder in March. So that was Shirley Vian with the kids.
Yeah.
He writes a letter, or it was a poem.
Okay.
About that. And then 2 weeks later... He writes in a letter to a TV station admitting to the crimes of Shirley Vian, Nancy Fox, and an unknown killer. Like, it's not disclosed who this person was, but he admitted to it.
Wait, did, like, he just say, and there's one other person I killed, but I'm not going to tell you who it was?
Pretty much.
Oh, okay.
So we don't know who it is.
Okay.
He might not have known who it was, honestly. He may have just been like, you, I'm going to kill your face.
Gotcha.
So he admits to that, and in this letter, he...
Look at the baby!
In this letter, he compares himself to Ted Bundy and David Berkowitz, who is the son of Sam.
Oh, okay.
You know who that is?
Mm-mm. I've heard of the son of Sam, but I don't really know anything about...
Maybe I'll do an episode later.
Okay, that'd be fun.
Yeah. So, let's take a break from this grossness.
Okay.
So we're going to take a break from the murders. Let's talk about his other life.
His?
Like the regular, like...
Normal person.
Yeah.
Life.
He had two kids. One in 75. A boy! Who will rename? Rename nameless. Remain nameless. Okay. Same with the girl. They're keeping anonymity.
Like,
anonymity.
Was that just the article that you read, or do people really not know who they are?
I read a few articles, and they just...
And nobody...
Boy mentions. And girl.
Okay.
So maybe it was boy raider and girl raider.
Jane Doe.
Jane Doe! So in 1975, he had a boy. 1978, he had a girl.
Okay.
And remember how I said he was a college dropout?
Yeah.
In 79, he graduated college.
Oh, wow.
From Wichita State University. He had a degree in... Administration of Justice. Which I didn't know was a degree. Apparently it is.
Is that like a criminal justice degree or?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's
but
messed
up. But like admin for it? I didn't know that was a degree.
I have no idea.
To be honest.
It sounds like a criminal justice degree, just like with a different name.
So,
You know that breath of fresh air? You're like, he's educated, he had some kids.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get back into some fucked up shit.
Okay.
So in 79 in April, so yeah, when did he graduate? So, like in the spring of 79, he graduated from college.
Okay.
So let's just say like right after that. In April, he went to an elderly woman's home. And yes, this one was, we don't know who this is. There's a reason why. He hid in this elderly woman's home.
Okay.
Get ready for it, get ready for it.
He didn't kill her.
Yep. He left. But he left a note. That said that he was there. He said BTK has been here. How fucked up is that?
Pretty fucked up.
Like, yeah, so, like...
So why did he decide to leave? Was it just like, oh, he was hiding in there and...
Like, she took too long.
She took too long to, like, get
that's,
there and...
That's what I've gotten from that. Like, it,
yeah, like, he's like, he just, I have dinner plans.
He's like, shit.
I have to go now.
I've got two kids and a degree to get back to. Like, fuck.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow.
So, this was 79. So, his last, his last killing?
When did she find the note? Like...
Like, when she got home. Like, he left it there.
Like, he left it somewhere conspicuous?
I mean, I don't know if this was, like, 20 minutes after she got home.
Because you said something about him, like, hiding in a closet. So, it was like, oh, did he leave the note in the closet? Mm.
No, he didn't hide in the closet.
Oh, okay. I don't know where I got that from. R.
Kelly. I mean, like, he... I pulled out my Beretta. I mean, he could have hidden
hiding
in the closet.
Hiding in the closet.
I don't know if she hid in the closet. He hid in the... Fuck! I don't know if he hid in the closet or not.
Okay, but he just, like, left this note where she would easily find it.
Yep.
Okay. So
I mean, this wasn't, like, days later, but I don't know if it was, like, right when she got home. Like, if it was on her door or, like, on her chair.
Gotcha.
I'd like to think it was on her, like, rocking chair.
I would think, like, on a counter or something. Like, or, like, put on her fridge. You know, like, something, someplace where, like, people leave notes, like, oh, she's gonna find this, like, the second she comes home, she'll see it and, like, call the police. Like, otherwise... Kind of what's the point?
Right. So this is noteworthy because I know I've been throwing a lot of dates at you.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a quick recap.
Okay.
Not of the whole thing, but to note, in January of 78, that's when he put the poem and the letter to the TV station and all that. But it was 1977, the end of 1977 in March, December. In December of 1977.
Okay.
Is when he did his last murder.
Ever.
No.
No. This is the last murder of the year.
From what I'm telling you. This is the last one I've told you about.
Oh, okay.
Because he did the shit in 78 with the TV station.
Yeah.
Then he graduated college in 79 and did this shit with the elderly woman.
In 79.
Also in 79.
Okay.
So, but his last actual killing was in 77. The end of 77.
That's a really far spaced out.
Oh, get
stuff.
Ready for this shit. It's not until 85.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he waited. I have in my notes silence. He just focused on his family, you know. He got to raise his kids, you know, just like any serial killer.
That's so weird.
Right?
Because it seems like most of those people, like, once they start, they have this compulsion and they can't stop. And they just keep going until.
In a fucked up sense, he has self control.
Weird.
In a weird way.
Yeah, no, I mean, really.
So, in 85.
Yeah.
This is April of 85. His neighbor, Marine Hedge. I think this is a chick. Not sure.
Marine.
Like a Marine.
Oh.
That's how it's spelled. Like a Marine.
Maybe? Yeah.
She was found dead on the side of the road. There's not a ton documented about this.
Okay.
This was the only killing of 85. Okay. 86.
So how they know that one was him? Like, did he just identify these murders after he was caught?
I think
caught,
it was the DNA sample, because there was semen left on.
Oh, so does he leave semen on, like, every single murder victim? Okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
So...
He nodded his yes.
I did. I did. Very aggressively. Like, I thought you could hear it through the frequency. Of just...
So, yes, he left semen on every victim.
So in 86, a year later... Vicky Wergel, killed in her house, strapped up. What? That was strangulation, not
okay,
a...
Okay, that's... Not a, that. I know and you did the motion.
I know what
I did.
I know what I
did. Throat cut.
It was through the throat.
But it was strangulation.
Jerk, jerk, yeah. Killed. So, 1991 was the next one. So
wow, so you went from 86
to 91.
Wow.
This was Dolores Davis. She was taken from her house and that was BTK, bind, torture, kill.
Okay.
And just dropped on the side of the road.
Wow.
So much like...
So he just started like... Like, did he take them somewhere else to bind, torture, kill them, and then dump their bodies? Or was...
That's not clear.
Okay.
Honestly. I would assume it's in the house and then and moved. Then,
yeah, so why is he dumping the bodies? Like, that's bizarre. It seems like. I don't know.
That's the thing.
Notice there are a lot of unanswered questions about this BTK? Guy. Yeah.
He's a fucked up guy.
I know.
He's a FUG BTK. Fucked up guy. Bind, torture, kill.
Ha, ha, ha.
Now, notice I said 1991?
Yeah.
That was his last kill.
Ever.
Yes. Now, remember.
Yeah, you said he resurfaced.
Let me get to that.
Okay.
Not to cut you off, but, like, I'm glad you remembered. He did resurface. So, after the 1991, let's go back to his other life. Because he was very much a master of, like, the killing is my side hustle. Let me start a career and have a family. I have an education.
Yeah. Was he just working at ADT this whole time, or?
Most of it.
Okay.
So in 91, like 91 and forward, he just focused on his family and his career. I have that. In the late 1980s, he left ADT. So not even by the end of his murders. So like in 91, he still killed somebody.
Well, so where did he, like, did he go to a new security company or just...
He was the compliance supervisor at Wichita Suburb Park. I said that like I was going to say another word?
Yeah, you did.
I did.
But just a park.
It was Wichita Suburb Park.
Was that actually a park, though, or was that like...
Yes, it was Wichita Suburb Park. He was the city compliance supervisor.
Oh, that was his title.
I read it backwards in my notes, and that's where I got tripped.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, he was the city compliance supervisor.
For a park.
Wichita State Park.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, he was known for being a stickler for the rules. I.e., grass height, like, that's above 4.5 inches, Becky.
Weird.
You best get to mowing.
Yeah.
He also carried around a tranquilizer gun for stray animals.
Hmm.
Going back to his childhood.
Mm-hmm.
With hanging them strays.
Was he hanging the strays? Like, he would trank them and then hang them?
He wouldn't trank them, then hang them. He had a tranquilizer gun now. He hung them back in the day.
Yeah.
So, like full circle, he didn't like stray animals.
Well,
he
was tranquilizing stray animals is a lot different than, like, stringing them up and hanging them out in your backyard. I mean, that's...
Never
like,
mind.
You trank a stray animal and, like, animal control can come in, pick them up and take them to a shelter...
He didn't like stray animals. That's
Those
my
are
point.
Very different endings.
Okay. Fine.
Like, one is like, oh, Fido gets adopted. And the other one is like, Fido dead.
I think Fido gonna be dead. But anyway, he carried on a tranquilizer gun for stray animals. He was very much like, you're gonna stand by the rules.
Okay.
Rules, rules, rules.
Rules.
Because, you know, like, laws apparently aren't rules because he didn't follow them. He killed fuckers. He was a Boy Scout troop lead. So, yeah, he was the leader of your Boy Scout kids.
Oh, heavy sigh.
And the president of the church council in his small community.
What an upstanding guy.
But that's the thing, he, like, was. Like, to the eyes of his peers, like, he was very much, like...
Yeah, involved in the
white
community.
Collar, like, good guy. Like, maybe not, like, the most outspoken, but he was...
Yeah.
Active in the community... Like, involved in his children's lives, like, Boy Scout troop lead, like, he was there. So, in 2004, this was the 30th anniversary of the killing of the Otero family, by the way.
Okay.
Raider decided to get cocky again. And he sent out letters. Now, this was just dispersed. Like, he sent out pictures, puzzles... He had an outline for his own BTK story, like he was writing his own fucking book.
Wow.
Yeah, and a computer disk, which ultimately led to his demise.
Was there like a fingerprint on it or something?
it tied him back to the church he was at. I guess with, like, IP addresses or something.
Oh, yeah. So they traced it to the computer that burnt the disk, I guess?
But here's the thing that's, like, really fucked up. On top, like, that, this is not the most fucked up part, but I'm going to say it, too. They noticed his white van on security tapes when he was distributing these letters. Mm-hmm. But what got him was they obtained DNA from his daughter. Mm-hmm. Like, they got his daughter's DNA and tied it to
the semen.
The semen.
Yeah.
And probably the fingerprints from, or the DNA on the actual shit he was distributing.
Wow.
Like, both of that, like.
How'd they get his daughter's DNA?
I don't know. It's probably some shady shit. But they got his daughter's DNA.
Gotcha.
And that's fucked
up. I bet they pulled some shit, like, from that movie, The Client.
Yes.
Yes, where they're like, here's a Coke, kid. Like, drink some of it and we'll take the can and pull your DNA off of it. That was such a good movie.
That was a pretty good movie.
I love that movie.
Susan Saran Wrap.
Yep.
So, just to wrap things up, in 2005, February 25th, he was arrested. 10 counts of first degree murder. And this, I just have an all caps shock in my notes because wife, kids, community, nobody guessed this. This was just like,
what the fuck?
Fucking Dennis.
Yeah.
Dennis. Like, our fucking white-ass neighbor. Just stickler for the whole white iota.
Standing guy.
Yeah.
He was just asking to get caught, though.
Yep.
I mean, really.
Yep.
Doing the stuff that he was doing. Pretty Even much. From the beginning, it seems like.
And here's the thing. And you know, notice how I said he compared himself to Ted Bundy?
Yeah.
This is...
He ain't no Ted Bundy, son.
Here's where he's similar. On June 27th, he pled guilty, and in court, he detailed each and every crime.
Wow.
He admitted to it and said every fucking detail
Ugh.
Of each crime.
That's gross. I mean, when you plead guilty, like, you have to recite.
Yeah, but he was not holding back.
Yeah, he was just like, and then
I'll struggle up then, jack, jack, jack. Like, yeah, it was very, very graphic.
Wow.
From, yeah.
That's crazy.
Now, here's what's fucked up. Do you want to guess what his sentence was?
Oh, do I? Will I be mad at...
Is it death penalty? Is it...
Well, I'm not guessing
Scott,
death penalty.
Is it scot-free?
Not scot-free.
What is it? What do you got?
Life in prison?
It's he
probably
has,
less.
No, it's more.
Oh, okay.
He has 10 counts of life in prison.
Okay.
For his 10 murders.
Okay.
But here's what's fucked up about it.
Is he eligible for parole?
No, he's not eligible for parole.
Okay.
It's not that fucked up, but it is fucked up. Because he apparently, quote unquote, would have gotten the death penalty, but all of his crimes were committed before 1994. Which was...
The death penalty illegal then?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it got reinstated after 1994, and since... His last murder happened in 91.
Yeah.
They had to try him for that.
Wow.
So, yeah, he's still alive. He's 74 years old.
That's crazy.
He's kicking in prison. He's not like Jeffrey Dahmer, who got life in prison and got beat the shit out of him. Like,
yeah, no, he's still
he's still
alive.
Kicking. He's 74 years old.
Where's he held?
I think he's in Wichita.
Crazy. Every time you say Wichita, it makes me think of that song.
What song?
And the Wichita Lineman, you know.
What song is that?
Guy, the Wichita Lineman, I mean, I think that's the name of the song.
Oh, I don't know.
But it's from that famous country singer.
That's why I don't know it.
I know, you don't like country music.
No,
but, man, what's his name? Also did Rhinestone Cowboy.
Craig.
And was the voice of Shauna Claire in, you know, the movie with the rooster? I can't believe I can't remember what that was.
Chicken Run?
No, not Chicken Run. The old movie, like the Don Bluth film, like cartoon.
George Strait.
No, it's not George Strait, but I think his name is George something.
Jefferson.
This is really gonna bother me.
I got nothing.
No,
Try again.
Man.
What's another song?
And he was in the original version of True Grit. He played like
the, John Wayne?
No, not John Wayne. The other guy in the movie, like the young guy. I mean, I say young, like he wasn't, I don't even think he was that young in that movie.
Like 48.
This is going to bother me so much. Rhinestone Cowboy. And then they made that documentary about him because he was Glenn Campbell.
I would have never guessed that.
Yeah, Glenn Campbell.
I don't know who that is.
Well, probably most famous song is Rhinestone Cowboy, but then also did like the Wichita Lineman. And he was the voice of Chanticleer in one of my all-time favorite kids' movies, which the name of which I can't seem to remember right now. So
The Land Before Time.
No, but it's one of those. Like, that's what's driving me so bananas.
Because I'm Tale. Like,
no, but also, like, that's another Don Bluth one, so.
Thumbelina?
Nope.
Close. Fern Gully.
Same people.
Fuck.
I know.
How many movies? The Last Unicorn.
No.
Was that Don Bluth?
No. No, I don't think that. Oh, okay. I don't think that was Don Bluth.
All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Nope.
Jesus Christ. He did not do that many movies.
I like, know.
What?
Right? Here, like, I'm trying again. Here. Glenn Campbell. Chanticleer. Rock-a-doodle! Fuck! How did I not remember Rock-a-Doodle? Freaking love that. But he sings, like, all throughout the movie.
I've never seen that movie.
How? Okay. We're putting that on the list of things to watch tonight.
Oh, fuck. Tonight?
Or sometime very, very soon. It's not that late. Anyways.
All right.
All right. So, BTK was not nearly as gory as I expected it, or as, like, many murders as I expected.
Yeah, but kind of like Jack the Ripper. He only did, like, what, three?
Yeah, which still, I mean, like, surprises me.
Don't quote me on that, because I'll probably do a Jack the Ripper episode later.
But I had heard...
They did recently catch him.
Or I mean, thought... Like, found, like, some evidence on who it might be, but I still don't know a whole lot about that. That'd be a good person to do an episode on.
But he... I mean, he killed under 10 people. Yeah. And, like, BTK killed 10 people. 10 counts of...
Well, he really knocked, like, almost half of them out that very first time, so...
Right?
Yeah.
Which is so fucked up.
Yeah, I mean,
I really expected, like, doing the research on him, I really expected it to be more families.
Yeah.
Which he came close to with his second murder, because, like, he shot the brother, but the brother survived.
Why was the brother there? Like, did they live together? I meant to ask
that. Yeah, they lived together, and he just, like, came home. And he was like, oh, shit.
That's
bang, bang!
That's so sloppy.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, no.
He was not very, like...
Yeah, it's like, why did they take so long to find him?
He hid his personal life from his killings, but, like, his killings, he was just like, hey, find me if you want to. I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
But that's what it seemed like, honestly.
That is what it seems like. I mean, it's like, here's a note, here's another note. I'm just leaving, it's like breadcrumbs on, like, the trail.
You didn't catch my shit, let me help you.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Though, but really, yeah, like, he totally seemed like he wanted to be caught. That's so weird. Okay, well.
And like I said, that's why... Like, when he compared himself to Ted Bundy, like, you're saying, like, he's no Ted Bundy, but, like, when he was in, like, tried for his murder, he was just like, oh, yeah, I'll tell you what the fuck happened.
Well, like...
Boom, 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 boom.
Probably some narcissism and stuff, yeah. But, I mean, Ted Bundy killed, like, what, like, at least 50 people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're, like, projecting it to be, like, over 100.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, No, I'm not saying, like, on the scale. I'm saying, like... Like, mentality?
Mentality, yeah.
I mean, like...
But just because you think you're... Yeah. Like, just because you're as cocky as Ted Bundy doesn't mean you Ted Bundy.
Well, and that's also, like, he was cocky enough to say, like, oh, I'm like Ted Bundy.
Well, yeah, I mean, he came up with BTK and, like, you
know... That's a dumb name. Can we just, like, break that down? That's a dumb fucking name.
I don't know.
I don't like it.
I mean, I don't like it, but, like, it makes sense and it's, like, catchy in a way, you know, BTK...
I don't like it. I don't like it.
I don't know. It makes sense. I'm not... I mean, all of those things are bad.
Bad, bad, bad.
I mean, bondage.
Bindage.
Bondage is not necessarily wrong, but the torturing and the killing, those are bad. Those are bad things.
Yeah, they can be bad things.
They are bad things.
They are.
Yeah. All right. Well, fun stuff. That's BTK for you.
Boom.
All right, well... Thanks for listening, guys. But you can definitely email us if you have any requests for legends or liquors that you'd like reviewed.
Yep.
At legendsandliquors.com. Or no, wait, sorry. Legendsandliquors
at gmail.com. There you go.
Thank you very much. And be sure to look us up on all your favorite social media sites, including Facebook, Twitter,
Instabooks, Facegram.
Instagram. Yeah, probably just those three. Yeah. Yeah. Alrighty. Bye, guys, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.